那么感谢主啊，今天我们大家都一起能够来教会里面做礼拜来敬拜神。
I thank God that each of us can gather here in church to worship Him.
啊，愿主的平安啊，主的恩典临到我们每一个人。
May the peace and grace of the Lord be upon all of us.
我们现在来看耶利米书的第九章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. Verse 23.
耶和华如此说，智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，财主不要因为他的财物夸口。24节。夸口的却因为他有聪明，认识我是神，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此来夸口。这是耶和华说的。这一段圣经在提醒当时的以色列百姓。
This passage reminds the Israelites.
就是在耶利米先知那一个时期的以色列百姓。
During the time of Prophet Jeremiah.
那以色列百姓称作神的选民。
The Israelites were called God's chosen people.
这是非常珍贵的身份。
It's a very precious status.
所以在旧约时代，除了以色列百姓，都叫做外邦人。
So aside from the Israelites, anyone not of Israel is called a Gentile.
那在耶利米那个时代的以色列百姓呢，他们信仰已经开始在走偏离的道路。
But the faith of the Israelites in this time had gone astray.
这个地方说智慧人不要因为智慧夸口。
This verse begins saying that the wise man not boast of his wisdom.
勇士不要因为他勇力夸口。
Or the strong man boast of his strength.
财主不要因为他财物夸口。
Or the rich man boast of his riches.
这个以色列百姓在生活很富裕很安定的时候，他们的心渐渐离开神。
When they lived in prosperity, their heart departed from God.
因为他们有智慧。
Because they had wisdom,
他们有勇士
they had strength,
他们有财主
they had riches,
所以他们觉得不需要神
and so they had no need for God,
就渐渐地离开神
and they departed from God.
那以后，神就允许这些外族人来攻击他们
and God allowed the foreigners to invade them.
当这些外族人来攻击他们的时候，他们没有回归向神。
But even when they were invaded, they did not turn back to God.
巴比伦来攻击他们的时候，他们去找埃及做帮助。
When Babylon invaded them, they sought help from the Egyptians.
因为当时的埃及也是很强。
Because Egypt was strong.
所以他们觉得说埃及能够做他们的帮助。
And so they thought Egypt was their help.
但到最后，埃及跟以色列百姓全部都被巴比伦王打败。
But ultimately, both Israel and Egypt were defeated by the Babylonians.
后来，以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦70年。
And the people were exiled to Babylon for 70 years.
那这70年当中，他们在思想，在悔改。
And during these 70 years, they thought and repented.
他们在回归向神。
And they turned back to God.
结果神又带领他们回到耶路撒冷。
And God brought them back to Jerusalem.
再赐给他们平安。
Once again, he gave them peace.
神再一次的祝福他们。
And again, he blessed them.
生活在神的恩典当中。
So they lived under the grace of God.
我们这个礼拜看到美国发生了这个很不幸的事件。
This week, we witnessed the tragedy in America.
所以有人说这是珍珠港以后的发生了一件大事。
Some say this is the worst tragedy since Pearl Harbor.
但是珍珠港加起来死掉的人大概也没有这一次死掉这么多人。
Probably more people died this time than those who died in Pearl Harbor.
那我们住在美国，常常发现这是一个国家，可以说是全世界现在是独一无二的国家。
But sometimes we think America is unique.
那23节这些讲的 其实都可以应用在美国。
And what's said in verse 23 can be applied to this country.
智慧，美国充满着很多的智慧。
America has much wisdom.
所以你看，每一次诺贝尔奖金得奖最多的是美国人。
Many Americans have won the Nobel Prize.
啊，我们再看全世界的发明最多的也是美国。
Many inventions come from America.
最先进的科技也是在美国。
Many technologies come from America.
哦，最先进的医学也是在美国。
Many medical advances come from America.
所以这个地方是充满智慧的人。
So there are many wise people in this country.
哦，那第二个，美国现在是全世界军事最强的一个国家。
Secondly, America is the strongest in military.
哦，科技的进步。
Because of its technological advances,
加上经济的充裕
and its economical growth,
使它有办法来建立全世界最强的一个军事的
This country now boasts of a mighty military.
所以这也等于说有勇士
It has many strong men.
那再来就是财主
Next, a rich man.
美国也是整个经济全世界经济最大的一个国家
America is also the strongest.Financially,
我们看美国的经济一直走下坡，全世界就起不来。
But once America declines, then the rest of the world is dragged down with it.
美国经济一上扬，全世界经济就起来了。
But when America's economy rebounds, the rest of the world will be better too.
美国的经济会影响全世界。
America's economy influences the entire world.
所以在美国住久了，有时候就引以为傲。
So when you live in this country for a long time, you become proud of it.
因为有智慧的人。
Because it has many wise men.
有勇士。
It has strong men.
有财主。
It has rich men.
但是圣经告诉我们不要因为这样夸口。
But the Bible teaches us not to boast of these.
为什么？
Why?
因为这一些并不能够真的做我们的帮助。
Because none of these can be our help.
那我们礼拜二看到这个飞机撞到这个大楼上面。
On Tuesday, we witnessed the airplane crashing into the building.
第一台撞上机，我想没有很少人看到。
Probably not many people saw the first crash.
但是你如果打开新闻来看
，But when you watch the news,
你看到那个第一栋大楼正在烧。
And you saw the first tower burning.
但是忽然间现场转播，另外一架飞机一直靠近。
And suddenly on live TV, you see the second plane.
你知道那一架飞机要撞上去。
And you know it will crash.
你知道可能千人以上会这样死亡。
And you know thousands of people will die.
但是那个时候我们就发现，智慧能做什么
？In that moment, you realize, what's the use of wisdom?
勇士在哪里
？Where are the strong men then?
财主。能怎么帮助
？How could the rich man help at that moment？
所以这一些在人最需要的时候都不能够做人真正的帮助。
In our greatest time of need, none of these can be our help。
所以这件事情发生过以后
，And after this incident，
我们在昨天看到整个国家一个重要的人物都集结在一起做。祷告的礼拜。
Yesterday, the leaders of this country gathered together for a worship service.
这些人到最后，他们也觉悟只有回归向神我们才能够真的得到帮助。
I think they knew that only when we turn to God can we find true help.
我们看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
说夸口的却因为他有聪明，认识我是神。又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公义、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是神说的。最后一句话说，这是神说的。
And the end of the verse it says declares the Lord.
也就是说，这是绝对对的。
And this is the absolute truth.
神讲的是绝对对的。
Because God only speaks the absolute truth.
人的想法、人的看法不一定对。
Human ideas are not necessarily true.
可能是一时你认为对，到最后不对。
Perhaps it might be right for now, but it is not always right.
所以世界上最聪明的就是因为他认识神。
So the wisest man is one who knows God.
因为神才能够真的做我们的依靠。
Because only God is our help.
神喜爱、慈爱、公平跟公义。
And God is pleased with kindness, justice, and righteousness.
我们现在看这个诗篇的121篇。
Let's read Psalm 121.
诗篇的121篇
Psalm 121
第一节
Verse 1
我要举山向山举目我的帮助从何而来这个作诗的人呢自己在问自己
The psalmist asks himself
说我要向山举目
I lift up my eyes to the hills
这个目就是你眼睛举目就是眼睛看的一个地方
To lift up our eyes is to focus our sight on something
也就是指着我们注意力集中的地方
To where we focus our attention
所以有时候我们在很无助的时候很困难的时候你会到处眼睛到处去看心里到处去找到底我要从哪里得到帮助
When we are worried and anxious we look around to see if there's any help
我们有时候听人说人就是要靠自己
People tell us we have to help ourselves
为什么人会这样讲
Why would they say that?
因为虽然以前的人说在家靠父母出外靠朋友
There used to be a saying that your parents can help you at home and your friends can help you outside.
但是我们人活得越久，你越发现这句话也不一定靠得住。
But that is not always true.
父母虽然很爱我们
，even though your parents may love you，
但是很多事情父母没有办法帮。
But they cannot help you in everything.
不是他不爱
，not that they don't want to.
是父母本身的能力有限。
But they can only do so much.
连父母本身也有很多问题，他都没有办法解决。
They have problems of their own that they cannot solve.
所以父母怎么能够帮助子女解决一切的问题呢
？So how can a parent help their children in everything?
很多时候父母看到子女需要帮助，他也觉得很无助，我没有办法给他什么。
Often when a parent feels just as helpless as their children.
那第二个就是朋友。
And what about your friends?
既然是朋友，我们常常也发现，我们朋友有时候比我们的问题更多。
But sometimes your friends has more problems than you.
所以不但我们不能够得到帮助，有时候反而他要叫我们帮助他。
Not only can they not help you, they might ask you for help.
所以我们在朋友身上，你发现某种程度可以帮助我们，但是遇到真正的困难也是没有办法。
So friends can help us up to a certain extent, but not all the time.
所以人到最后就回到过来，就想说，那就要靠自己。
So some conclude that we can only help ourselves.
不错，我们人需要努力。
Not that
不错，我们人需要努力。
It's true we need to work hard.
但是我们自己真的靠得住吗
？But can we always help ourselves?
这个也是一个很大的问题。
That's a big question.
因此这个地方才说我的帮助从哪里而来呢
So this verse asks us, where does my help come from?
我们生活越久，我们越发现这个是一个很实际的问题。
It is a very real problem.
你看现在，或者你看一年以后，十年以后。
Whether it's today, a year from now, or 10 years from now.
或者你看到你年老，你退休以后。
Or when you plan for your retirement.
你就想我的帮助从哪里来呢
？Where does my help come from?
从我的父母来吗
？From my parents.
从我的孩子来吗
？From my kids.
从我的配偶来吗
？From my spouse.
靠我自己吗
？From myself.
你发现这个每一个都有问题。
You realize each of these are not certain.
所以如果我们看远一点，你就这个问题是很真实的。
So the further you look down the road, you realize this is a very real question for you.
我的帮助从哪里而来
？Where does my help come from?
那这个作诗的人就说
，Psalmist says，
他说我的帮助从造天地的神而来。
My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
我的帮助是从神而来的。
My help comes from God.
宇宙中有一个神。
There is God in the universe.
在以弗所书里面说，一神他就是众人的父。
Ephesians tells us there is one God, the Father of all.
好，我们现在看以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
好，第六节。
Verse 6.
一神。就是众人的父，是超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这个地方在讲说，宇宙中有一个神。
There is one God.
只有一个神。
Only one.
那我们看各种不同的宗教，好像都在拜神呢。
But many religions also worship God.
那 神只有一个。
But there is one God.
那这个神是谁？
Who is he?
这个神就是我们的父。
He is the father of all.
父就是我们的来源。
Father is our origin.
我们人类的来源。
The origin of humankind.
我们是他的子。
We're his children.
他是父。
He is our father.
所以我们应该要来寻找他，来敬拜他。
So we must find him and worship him.
那第二个，他很爱我们。
He loves us.
好像父亲爱孩子一
样。Just as a father loves his son.
那再来就是，那这一位父是怎样的一个父？
And what is this father like?
他跟地上的父不一样。
He is unlike the father on earth.
他超乎众人之上。
He is over all.
这个超乎众人之上就是神的伟大超乎众人之上。
That is his might is over everyone.
在诗篇121篇他说是造天地的神。
Psalm 121 tells us that he is the maker of heaven and earth.
从他的杰作里面来认识他的伟大。
We can understand his might from his creations.
神的能力无穷大。
God is almighty.
那神的智慧无穷高。
God's wisdom is infinite.
那这位神呢，就是我们的父。
And this God is our father.
那我们的帮助就是从他来的。
Our help comes from him.
他是超乎众人之上的一个神。
He is a God who is over all.
那下面说他贯乎众人之中。
He is also through all.
他每一天我们的生活都跟这个神有关系啊。
He has to do with our everyday lives.
希伯来书里面说他用他全能的命令托住万有。
Hebrews tells us that by his words of power, he carries everything.
我们知道这个电脑里面的软体会控制硬体。
And the computer, just like computer software controls the hardware.
那软体如果好，有时候同样一个硬体啊，可以发挥更好的功用。
And if it's a good program, will do more.
这个整个世界啊，这个月球、星星、月亮好像是一个硬体。
So all the planets and the stars are like the hardware.
那是什么软体在控制？
But which software or program controls them?
希伯来书第一章说，神用他全能的命令托住万有。
Hebrews tells us that it is the word of God.
神创造天地的时候，他说有就有。
When God created the heaven and earth, he said that there be and there was.
他说成就成。
And when what he said happened.
所以神的话带有权柄，带有力量。
The word of God carries power.
所以今天这个整个宇宙这样继续不断的一直在旋转运转。
The fact that the universe can continue to operate.
生命继续不断地在延续。
And life continues to sustain itself.
就是因为神的话。
It's due to the word of God.
所以他讲的话，这个整个世界就一直在动。
And because he speaks, this universe continues to exist.
因此我们每一天的生活、饮食、动作、起居，都是在乎神。
And so every day, when we live, when we eat, it is because of God.
所以雅各书里面说，主若愿意，我才可以做这个事，可以做那个事。
James tells us, if the Lord is willing, we can do this or that.
因为有一个做生意的人，
there's a businessman,
他头脑很聪明，
who is wise.
他打算到哪一个地方去住一年做买卖。
He planned to go to a place to live there for a year and do business.
但是圣经里面怎么说？
What does the Bible say about him?
说无知的人。
You fool.
如果今天神要你的生命，
If God takes away your life tonight,
你能做什么？
What else can you do?
所以人能够计划这不错。
It is good to plan.
但是你计划会不会成？
But can your plan succeed?
这在乎神。
That's up to God.
所以我们只能够说，主若愿意，我就能够做这个事，做那个事。
All we can say is, if the Lord is willing, I will do this and that.
因为神的能力贯乎我们每一个人每一天的生活。
Because God's power is through our everyday lives.
如果神不愿意，
If God is not willing,
我们连明天也活不过去。
You won't even make it till tomorrow.
如果神不愿意，
If God is not willing,
整个宇宙连明天也过不下去。
The entire universe will cease to exist tomorrow.
因为神愿意，所以我们今天能够活着。
But he is willing, and that's why we live today.
因为神愿意，所以整个宇宙能够继续不断循环在运转。
Because he is willing, the universe continue to exist.
所以这一位神是贯乎我们每一个人每一天的生活。
God is through all, through our everyday life.
那这一位神要住在我们里面。
He is also in all.
要借着圣灵的浇灌住在我们里面。
By the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, He lives in all.
使我们对这一位神能够很有力量、很活泼的有体验。
And so we have a true and living experience of God.
他不是遥远的在天上。
He is not a God that is remote.
他也不是很远的在外面。
He is not a God who is far away.
这位神就住在我们里面。
But this God lives in us.
他要跟我们同在。
He dwells with us.
他要帮助我们。
He will help us.
他要赐给我们各样的恩典。
And he will give us all blessings.
那这一位神叫做我们的父。
This God is our Father.
所以他才能够真的做我们的依靠。
And he is our true reliance and help.
因此主耶稣叫我们祷告文。
Jesus taught us how to pray.
第一句话是什么？
What did he say?
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
我们跪下来祷告。
We kneel down to pray.
我们第一句，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是谁？
Who is the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣就是天上的神。
Jesus is God in heaven.
主耶稣就是我们的父。
Jesus is our Father.
所以当我们跪下来祷告。
So when we kneel down to pray.
我们就是向这一位神，活生生的神，我们的父祈求。
We pray to this living God, our Father.
所以我们的帮助从哪里来？
Where does our help come from?
我们的帮助从造天地的神来。
It comes from God, the maker of heaven and earth.
这个神就是我们的父，就是主耶稣。
He is our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们一生要紧紧地抓住他。
Let us hold on to him for our entire life.
我们的生活不要离开他。
Let us not depart from him.
那他就会继续做我们的帮助。
He will continue to be our help.
好，我们现在看耶利米书第九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
24节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24.
下半句。
Let's read the second half.
又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，来以此夸口。这里说我们要知道我们所拜的神他喜欢什么。
We must know what God delights in.
他喜欢慈爱、公义跟公平。
He delights in exercising kindness, justice, and righteousness.
我们要怎么样从这位神得到帮助？
How can we ask for help from God?
第一个就是要施行慈爱。
First, exercise kindness.
凡是慈爱行爱的人，这都是神所喜好的。
God is pleased in those who exercise kindness.
有爱心的人就是认识神。
Those who are loving know God.
神也必认识他。
And God will know him as well.
所以一个人要得到天父的垂听，祷告要得到天父的垂听，必须是一个常常行爱心的人。
And if we want God to listen to our prayers, we must first love.
好，我们现在看约翰一书。
Let's read First John.
第四章，第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
22节。
Verse 22.
好。并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。这里说我们一切所求的，你向天上的父求，你就会从他得着。
We will receive from him anything we ask.
也就是说你的生活很有体验。
In other words, you experience God every day in your life.
真的体验到神在帮助我们。
You truly experience God's help.
那怎么样要有这个体验呢？
How can you experience that?
我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事情。
Obey his commands and do what pleases him.
23节。
Verse 23.
神的命令就是要叫我们信他的儿子耶稣基督的名，并且他照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。这里说神的命令是什么？
What is God's command?
第一个要信耶稣。
First, to believe in Jesus.
因为耶稣就是神。
Because Jesus is God.
再来要照他的命令彼此相爱。
And to love one another as he commanded us.
如果我们照这样做，神就喜悦我们。
And if we do likewise, God is pleased.
那你祷告，神就会听。
And if you pray to him, he will listen.
神就要做我们的帮助。
God will be our help.
那反过来说，如果我们的生活缺乏爱，
the contrary if we do not love.
啊，有时候虽然我们信神啊，祷告也没有什么体验。
Even though you may have belief in God for a long time, you cannot experience Him.
啊，因为人如果没有爱，人就不认识神。
Without love, we cannot know God.
我们现在来看啊，约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第九节。
First John chapter 2, verse 9.
好，约翰一书第二章的第九节。
First John chapter 2, verse 9.
人若说自己在光明中学，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里面。第十节。
10.
爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他并没有半点的缘由。十一节。
11.
唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里面，且在黑暗里面行，也不知道往哪里去。这个地方啊，告诉我们。
This passage tells us.
说爱弟兄就是在光明中行。
When we love, we walk in the light.
我们如果有恨，我们就是在黑暗里面。
But if we hate, we're still in darkness.
那这个会影响我们跟神的关系啊。
And it has to do with our relationship with God.
我们看第一章的第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中行，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们的一切的不义。这里说，我们如果在光明中行，就能够跟神有相交。
If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with God.
所以，一个人行在爱里面。
If we walk in love,
他在跟神啊，他就行在光明中行，他跟神之间呢、啊、就没有阻碍。
Then he is walking in the light, and nothing blocks him from God.
然后他在生活当中就会得到很多的帮助。
And God will help him often in his life.
这是一个我们要从神得到帮助一个很重要的秘诀。
This is a very important lesson to before we seek God's help.
特别是人际之间的关系。
In our human relationship.
有时候我们活得越久，越发现人际之间呢、啊，恩恩怨怨解不完。
You may think that it is impossible to solve all your problems with others.
所以有的人说，千关也难断家务事。
And it is hard to solve our human relations.
这是真的。
And that's true.
所以有时候你要怎么去断人的家务事，没有办法。
Sometimes we don't know who is right or who is wrong.
但是如果一个人想要从神得到恩典，从神得到帮助，
But if we want to ask God for His mercy and His help,
他就要做一切事情以爱为出发点。
We must first do everything out of love.
爱遮掩人的错误。
Love covers all sins.
爱不计算人的恶。
Love does not remember a wrong.
爱不喜欢不义。
Love that is not pleased with what is wrong.
爱只喜欢真理。
But it delights in the truth.
所以不管你在家庭里面，或者你在教会里面，人际关系怎样，我用爱出发。
So whether you're at home or in church, do everything out of love.
那我就是行在光明里面。
Then you are walking in light.
那我就跟神有相交。
Then you have fellowship with God.
我祷告，神就要听。
And when you pray, God will surely listen.
那我就常常体验到神就是我的帮助。
And you will know that God is your help.
那反过来说。
On the other hand,
如果我们在处理人际之间的问题不是从爱出来，
If you do not do everything out of love,
我们就没有在光明中行，
Then you're not walking in the light.
我们以别人对我们的态度怎样来决定我们怎么去对待别人。
If you treat others as they treat you,
这个不是爱。
And that is not doing it out of love.
这个就不在光明中。
And you're not walking in light.
你会发现神就没有跟我们同行。
And God does not walk with you.
因为生活中就没有体验。
You will not experience him.
没有感觉到神在帮助我们。
You will not feel that God is your help.
所以我们的帮助从造天地的神来。
Our help comes from the maker of heaven and earth.
那怎么样从他得到帮助？
How do we receive his help?
要行在爱中。
Walk in love.
雅各书里面说。
James tells us.
我们现在看雅各书的第一章。
Let's read James chapter 1.
十七节。
James chapter 1 verse 17.
从十六节开始。
Verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。十七节。
17.
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，是从上头来的，是众光夫之父下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。十六节说，亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。
Do not be deceived.
就是说要看得很清楚，不要被骗了。
You must see the truth.
你看世界上有很多的宗教。
Many religions.
你看很多人都很虔诚在拜神。
Many people worship God devoutly.
但是不要被骗了。
But do not be deceived.
以为说很虔诚拜神就是对的。
You're not necessarily right just because you worship God.
一样，美善的恩是全备的赏赐，是从上头来的。
But every good and perfect gift comes from above.
如果一个人信某一个宗教，会让他驾着飞机，里面几百个人去撞，杀掉几千个人。
If a person is willing to pilot an airplane to kill thousands because of his religious beliefs,
那不管他的虔诚是怎样，不要被骗了。
And it does not matter how strongly or how devout he is, do not be deceived.
魔鬼来的。
It comes from the devil.
不是神来的。
It is not from God.
从神来的是美善的，是全备的。
Only good and perfect gifts comes from God.
所以不是每一个宗教从圣经看起来都是从神来的。
Not every religion or beliefs comes from God.
如果宗教会引起人仇恨
，If a religion leads to hate，
如果宗教会引起人对立
，If a religion leads to conflicts，
如果宗教会引起邪恶
，If a religion leads to evil，
很显然这不是从神来的。
And clearly it is not from God.
因为从神来是美善的跟全备。
Because only good and perfect gifts come from God.
那我们在这个美善全备的神之下，我们才能够他才能做我们的帮助。
And when we believe in this good and perfect God, He becomes our help.
我们看亚伯兰的一生。
When we look at Abraham's life,
一直到他年老。
When in his old age,
神都一直帮助他。
God is always his help.
圣经里面记载他最后一件很明显神帮助他就是他的孩子娶妻。
And during the end of his life, God helped him to find a wife for his son.
那一直到亚伯兰死了很久。
And long after his death,
圣经里面还说神纪念亚伯拉罕。
The Bible tells us that God remembers Abraham.
确实，神是亚伯拉罕的帮助。
God was Abraham's help.
我们仔细看亚伯兰一生。
When we study his life,
确实，他的一生是以神为中心的。
God was his center.
而且他的一生。真的是爱神的一种生活。
And he lived a life loving God.
所以我们如果要像亚伯兰一样得到帮助
，If we want to receive help, just as Abraham received help,
效法他的生活。
We must follow his life.
我们现在最后来看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 11.
耶和华说：“我知道，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”十二节。
12.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，就应允你。十三节。
13.
你们寻找我，若专心寻找，就必寻见。所以说，神向我们的意念是赐平安的，不是降灾祸的。
God plans for us to prosper and have peace, not to harm.
因为在耶利米那个后来的世代，后半段的世代，以色列民被掳了，受苦。
During Prophet Jeremiah's time, the Israelites were exiled and suffered.
那神就借着耶利米提醒他们。
And so God reminded them through Jeremiah.
降灾祸，这是一个神所用一个方法。
There's a purpose to the suffering.
就是让他们能够回头。
It was for them to turn around.
那目的是要叫他们得平安。
So that they can receive peace.
所以以色列百姓受祸，这不是神的目的。
God's will was not for the Israelites to suffer.
目的是要他回头来得平安。
But his purpose was for them to come back to receive peace.
所以我们看到一个人在受苦，或者一个国家在受苦。
When a person or a nation suffers,
我们知道最后的目的是要让他们得平安。
We know that God's purpose for this is so that they can finally receive peace.
怎么得平安？
How?
要回归向神。
It is to first return to God.
要寻找神。
To seek God.
所以十七节说。
Verse 17 says.
十三节。
13 instead.
你们寻求我若专心寻找就必寻见。
When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me.
我们在世界上常常太多的事情。
There's too many things that trouble us.
有时候是今生的思虑。
We worry about this life.
有时候是钱财的迷惑。
We worry about money.
有时候是世界的宴乐。
And we want to enjoy ourselves.
是我们的心已经离开了神。
Our heart may have departed from the Lord.
那我们现在再回过来专心寻找神。
Let us turn back to seek God with all our hearts.
你就会寻到神。
And you will find him.
那帮助就在那个地方。
That is where your help is.
因为他是造天地的神。
Because he is the God who created the heaven and earth.
回归向他，平安就在那里。
Return to him, for peace is there.
回归向他。恩典就在那里。
Return to him, for grace is there.
回归向他，安慰就在那里。
And return to him, because peace is there.
回归向他，力量就在那里。
Return to him, because strength is there.
所以我们要回来。
Let us return.
要寻找神。
To seek God.
他是我们的帮助。
He is our help.
唱诗。